So we got up to page Kuf Aleph, first paragraph. V'yesh lahamik b'kedushas shel Torah. What we saw till now in the first paragraph is that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says that, as you cite here, is that you can't equate anything by the Jewish people with what goes on by the goyim. Same way you can't equate Hashem's actions to human actions. There's nothing to compare. It's two separate, completely separate levels. But mahus, in their essence, they're different. And so he says that anything you say about by the Jewish people, you cannot make use the same comments or the same statements. Take something that you find by the Goyish world and say that same statement relevant in relationship to the Jewish people. It's already wrong, because you're as if mixing them. So he said, made this comment that, yeah, maxim, you could do a geirus on mamarim. You could kind of convert. We spoke of, mentioned that, convert the mamarim. So I said, for example, that's what, which he said at the beginning of the sefer, that's what the Rambam did with certain parts of Aristotle's works, which is basically to elevate them, to convert them and elevate them to the Kedushas HaTorah, and then they're poil in that way, then they have that effect of Torah, as opposed to just being, you know, stale chachma. So that now he said that we have to Yesh lahamik b'kedushas shel Torah, that's where we're starting. Yesh lahamik b'kedushas shel Torah mahi HaTorah. We have to delve into and think deeply into the Kedusha of the Torah, understand what is the Torah. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayitzer Hashem es ha'odom afar me'adama. Hashem formed the person from out of dirt from the ground. Literally translated, I guess, dust, but okay. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, and he blew into his nostrils the a neshama, a soul of life, or living neshama. Vayhi ha'odam lenefesh chayo, and then the person became a nefesh chayo, meaning a living being. Va'pashut, right? The pashup shat lo rak shahaguf hu nartik lahanefesh hanishmas chayim. It's not just that the body became a compartment or a vessel for the nefesh of the nishmas chayim, right? It didn't just become, right, the guf didn't just become a cover for the nishmas chayim, for the nefesh nishmas chayim. Ela shegam haguf nasa lenefesh chaya. What the pasuk is coming to say is that by blowing the neshama into the guf itself, the body itself, came alive. The body itself became a nefesh chaya, a living soul in its own right. Obviously, a lower level than the neshama, but nevertheless, it blew some kind of spirituality into the body itself. Not just the neshama that's inside, but the physical body itself, right, took on a certain spiritual vitality. And that's, of course, he's being medayik the words that he formed. The person, the Adam, offered an Adama, and he blew into the Nifshmas HaChaim, Vayihi Adam, that person, that means the offerman Adama, right? That the Adam before is the offerman Adama, that Adam became a Nefesh Chaim, meaning that even the body became a Nefesh Chaya. So, Ubehechreach Lahavim, so you need, must, it's important or compulsory to understand, shemilvad gilu yanishmas chayim, that besides the revelation that the guf reveals the neshama in a person, yesh koach nishmati ne'elam betoch haguf ha'poel bo. There's also a neshama dik koach that's concealed within the body itself, right? Like within the walls of the body itself, that is activating in it. And what is that koyach? What is that koyach nishmati? What is that spiritual koyach of the body, or within the body? Have oima koyach hamagado. That's the koyach hamagado, the koyach that gives growth to other things. what's the catalyst, maybe is the word for, would be an English word for, like a, like Sa'ar Shabisa, right? It's a, yeah, catalyst. It acts as a, on things that it comes into contact with, it gives growth to those things. Kishem Sha'afar Hu Amagadalas Akoil Iminichim Zriya B'tochol. The same way the offer is something that grows everything, meaning all plant life and all, right, trees and flowers, etc. Right, the offer is the thing that gives growth to them. If you put, right, if you put some planting inside of it, so so to the body that was formed from offer, yesh bo koyach megadol. It has the koyach of megadol. It has the koyach to give growth to things. And what's lacking to the neshama, the guf is mashlim. The guf brings to perfection. The guf raises and gives growth to the neshama to reach a higher level, to reach levels that it's lacking.
So it's gibel, not a physical thing, it's a spiritual thing.
It doesn't have to only be a physical thing. Yeah,
well, I mean, the neshama is lacking a physical.
Yeah, no, in regards to the neshama, it's not, right?
That's what I mean.
So, first of all, the chashav yisoid over here is that the reason the koyach haguf is to be megadol is because the guf comes from the yisoid ha'afar, and that is the koyach of the yisoid ha'afar, right? The koyach, right? We know there's four yisoidos: this afar, esh, mayim, and ruach. So the koyach of afar, the yisoid of afar, that is its koyach, is to give growth to other things, which al pi kabbalah, yeah, is the Indian of Malchus. Is the Indian of Malchus, that it itself doesn't have its own light, right? Les lo megama klum, it doesn't have its own light, it doesn't have its own specialty. All it is acts as a vessel that can now reflect, can and give expression to the other spheres. Okay? All expression of spheres, anything that any sphere that wants to act and that wants the Kishbaruchu, any way a Kishbaruchu brings out something in the world is always through the Malchus. The Malchus gives it body, okay, an expression. So that's mamish what the koyach of the guf is. It's coming from that yisoid ha'afar, koyach ha'megadol. Kein, I'm sorry, ba'oifen, in such a way, sha'neshama im kol gadlusa v'tifa'ata, the neshama with all its greatness and all its splendor, chaser lakoach hitgadlut vehitalut lemala mimidosa, it is lacking the ability, the strength to grow and become elevated above its measure. Right? The neshama is what it is. It doesn't have the ability to elevate itself. It doesn't have the ability to become more than what it already is. V'nishlam la al yidei aguf. That koyach, to become more than what it is, to become elevated, that it receives, that it is completed through the body. The body gives that to the neshama. Shaguf hu amegadol neshamas. The body is what raises the neshamas, gives growth to the neshamas. Ve'im lo nichnas bo neshama ein haguf es milegadol. And if the neshama wouldn't enter into the body, so then the body would have no one to give growth to, which means it has nothing to do. It would be idle. Koyach gidol ze shu baguf hu koyach nishmati ne'elam. This koyach gidol, okay, this koyach of giving growth, assisting growth that the body has, is a neshama dika, a hidden neshama dika koyach. V'chol mavayach choymer. This is very, very important now. All the desires of material, of the material part of this world, right? Physical, all the desires of the physical, hey mi yisoid ha-koyach hazeh, stem from this koyach. They're based on this koyach. Kidugmas ha'av ha-mesachek me'yelet shelo. Similar to the father who plays with his son, plays with his child, and he tries to stir in the child longings and desires according to the concepts of the right of the child, according to his level of understanding. But the intention in doing so, when he's playing with the child and like playing with the child on his level and getting the child excited and stirred on his level, the goal of the father playing with the child in that low level is in order to develop the child further and to bring him to greatness, right, to something big, that he should not any longer deal with these childish things. So like ultimately the purpose of your playing with the child is to help him grow to the point where he's not going to need to play this game, these games anymore. So too the stirring in the wills of the materialism of the material of the physical, misoirim kefi musogo shel achomer. This is mamish the big insight that we mentioned in the past. The hisoiris and the ritzoinus of the chomer, the physical longings, the physical desires, the physical wills that you feel that a person is, that's stirred in a person, all come according to the musog of the chomer, according to the level and the conceptualization and the hasaga of the physical. V'kavana beikar lihitgadel v'litpatech liyadam. But the intention, the way the Rebbeinu Shalom did it in this way, is primarily in order that through them the person will become bigger and develop. Lehavin mehem al mavayim yoter elyonim. That through them he will come to understand, you know, higher longings. He'll become more spiritual as he goes along. He'll, you know, I mean, first higher physical, if it's like emotion, you know, you had what's his name, the Piaget's system of like understanding the development of
the hierarchy
of where, you know, so at the bottom level it's just, you know, purely physical, and then it gets up, and then Erickson, whatever, had a different sheet than how to, like, actually Piaget held, I think if I remember correctly, that you're cornered into that. It only works till that age. You're only Isaac in this, and then you can't like jump levels. And then there was Erickson who came along and said that no, you can actually help usher in the next level, which is what we believe in. Otherwise, you know, what are you doing? It's going to happen anyway. Well, why waste your efforts? But in any case, but the point is over there that the top levels were more interpersonal and emotional, right? The person becomes less physically based, is going to be more emotionally based. You know, honor, respect, and things like that are going to play more in, person is sometimes like, so somebody once was, I don't know if this is true, but somebody once told me many, many years ago, I really don't know if it's true, but he told me, like, a cheder Rebbe makes the most money, then as you go up, like, you know, Yeshiva Ktana makes a little bit less, Yeshiva Gdela makes a little bit less. As you go up and the profit is more, so the money goes down. I don't know if it's true or not, but certainly the insight is that people are most people, the nature of people is that they'll willing to take a little bit of a lower salary if they get more covet out of it, because as a person is older, that's a higher level, he's less physically based, and covet is a less physical, right? It's a finer taiva. It's a finer, right? But of course, we hope that the person doesn't stop there, and he's going to become taka ruchniyazdik. He's going to become spiritual. He's going to be more refined than that. That this, these things are all, at the end of the day, even if covet is a little bit more
refined
than taiva, but nevertheless, a taiva kinav a taiva covet. They're all motzinas adam min ha'olam. They all get the person out of here. Yeah, what did you say? Yeah. So this is the thing. So what comes out over here, that's this, right, is that the Maisa, even I've spoken about this in the past, and I don't have time to really embellish on it right now, but you find in the Lashonis of Midrashim, yeah, that this Taiva to Tzadikim also, In other words, all these things, and also you have kina seifim, you have the kina sashem tzvaka, you know, you have the kina for the Rabban Shalom. All these things that start off as very, very physical based, right? Their physic and their expression of them in the physical way is because they're enclosed in the body. So our body, we read all the signals of our inner world. We read through this glass, right? Through this is the, you know, if you put the mashal that the Zohar uses is when he talks about spheres. Right? If you put water into a green glass, so the water is going to look green. If you put it into a blue glass, it's going to look blue, right? The water is the same water, but it looks different based on the kli that it's in. The same thing, we have the spirituality inside of us. We have this neshama inside of us. But the messages of that neshama, we read through our body. And and therefore, we don't really read them in the most correct way. We're reading them in a very, very mitzumtzumdik, very limited way. Specifically, right? A child who's a young kid, whatever, like a two-year-old, you know, completely physically based. Because he doesn't have any musagim out. That's the only reader he has. Okay? And then you get older, so you develop more of the capabilities. Hopefully, at some point, you'll be able to attack a read. And then the kin of taiva covered are going to all become... Yeah, on the high levels, then taiva becomes a taiva for the Rabban Shalom, because you really
the more simplistic level, the way that in the Gemara,
like right, enjoying learning,
the
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
How the taiva was built to the taiva of limud,
right?
Was,
yeah. So that's the, you know, that's the okay. So, but this is where
the reason why the Rambam is so against all the precious type of knowledge, because it's just wiping out the signals instead of defining them.
We'll see, but it's more than that. That's where he's going over here. He's going on this thing of why the Rambam was against it. So we'll get there, Bez Hashem, hopefully. Let's okay. So again, so he says, "Kena yisores b'ritzonis v'shalachomer misorim k'fi musaga shalachomer." So to the stirring and the wills of the material of the physicality that are stirred in the person, or stirred according to the musag, and to go to the understanding and the level of the physicality. But the intention is primarily that the person should become greater, more, you know, developed and grow through them. To understand more supernal and higher stirrings, higher desires and longings. And because of this itself. Because this koyach that is concealed in the guf, its purpose is to develop him. So therefore, the whole koyach of the guf is the gidul. The whole koyach of that of the body is in order to do this, is to bring the person to the next level. Vine, which is phenomenal. Yeah, it means that everything, all the balagan that goes on, like all the craziness that goes in a person. All the physical tivus and all the physical complications, all the etzim, it's all really in order not to. The person looks, the general presentation of the body, soul relationship is that there's a mechama. The guf wants to pull you down, and the neshama wants to bring you higher. That's the traditional, rational, normal, halachadika way of looking at the guf and the neshama. And here you're seeing no. The guf is supposed to be elevating us, but we have to know how to read its messages. Now we'll get a little bit further here. Vine ma nishmas chayim hanigla, from the nishmas chayim that's revealed, zormim zramei elyon, so flow forth, very high elevated flowing, okay, like a spiritual flow. Ad shemikoach hazramatam abilti mugbalayin lanu kol regesh b'hem. To the point that because of their infinite flowing, we have no feeling of them. Dafka, because they're infinite, it's constant infinite flow of neshama coming down into us. We have no, or into the world, we don't have feel it. It's very chashavi yisayid. Ukiilu einenu makshivim lem klal. And as if we don't hear them at all. One of the reasons we've spoken about in the past, the relationship of Chesed Gvura, mentioned it a little bit, yeah, is that basically is if you had constant oinig, if you had constant pleasure, it wouldn't be pleasure anymore. If you any situation that's constant can't be appreciated. It not only on the deepest level, not just that it can't be appreciated, it can't be discerned. You can't even be mavchin it. You can't even see it's there on a very, very deep level.
You know the air conditioner is on until it shuts off, and all of a sudden you hear it again.
Exactly. So that's a meridiga thing. So dafka, because there's a spiritual flow and spirituality is infinite, you don't pick up on it. It's going all the time, so you don't pick up on it. Now, and then it's as if we don't like hear it at all. We don't listen to them at all. And therefore, memela, we're not stirred to use that hidden neshama dika koyach that's within the body. Not, in other words, not the neshama part. We're not. This earth use that special bodily spirituality that we have. Kefi matarosa, according to its aim, according to its goal, which is lehechaletz mimavayei hachoymer, which is right the goal of that kolach nishmati, that spiritual kolach hagidul that's in the body, is in order to let us break out, help us break out of the desires of physicality, and to switch them for greater and more exalted longings and desires. Now, and when we don't switch them, if we don't switch them, we stay with the physical desires. So then the sinking becomes increased, and the descents are terrible. They drown like lead in quicksand, right, mud of physicality. So we need then, what's needed is to some kind of middle koyach that can absorb into it that can absorb into the body all the neshamadika infinite flow. And something that's going to manifest, bring into actuality that hidden koyach that the guf has, to reveal it, and to expand it, so that it should do its work, that should help us really grow and become exalted. So what is going to be, what is going to be that koach emtza'i that can act as that mid koach, right, that's going to allow this to take place? That's the Torah. Shemitzad echod hi mugbala botiyot zu Torah shebiksav. Because on the one end, the Torah is limited in the sense, there's a certain finite aspect to it, in the sense that there's a specific limited amount of letters, which is the aspect of it being Torah Shebiksav. Mitzad Hasheni, but on the other side of the Torah, Oisiyaseh Bilti Mugbalim, its letters are infinite, Vehi Torah Shebal Peh, which is the side, which is the secret of Torah Shebal Peh, HaYotzim Torah Shebiksav, which comes out of Torah Shebiksav, because Torah Shebal Peh is endless. It's not, there's no end to it. It's just, you know, Shlomo Melech says, Harbi Sforim Ein Keitz. It's a Metzias of the Torah that's Ein Keitz. It's Be'emes, yeah, like we see, you know, we're seeing, yeah, every single Sif in Shulchan Aruch already has a whole Sefer, you know, Kehilchasa. And it's not Stam, it's good stuff. It's like Be'emes, you know, and as the world develops and there's more shilas and more, it's not even that. It's even on the level of chiddush b'chlal. There's mamish endless levels of chiddush and kabbalah and chayis and all. And the more the sciences develop, so the more koyach we have to penetrate the spiritual part of the Torah, because that the science acts as a kli and opens up our minds to be able to understand things on deeper levels in the seidus haTorah, which is all nazar and grow. So it's endless. So this is a beautiful thing. So the Torah has this duality to it in itself, that on the one hand it's has gvul to it. It's limited, has a specific shishim ribu isiya satira, which of course is really like half that amount, but that's it's a separate question. It has a limited amount of isiyas, so therefore it connects to the body of limitation. But on the other hand, it's endless, because it has the Torah Shebal Peh all within, all flowing out of that Torah Shebikzav, and therefore it has that koyach to be mechaber, the guf and the neshama together. Okay, Torah, hihi ha-nishmas chayim. The Torah is the nishmas chayim, is nishmas chayim. Just like then at the beginning of the existence, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed man and he blew into his nostrils the Nishmas Chaim, so then the person became a Nefesh Chaya, where the body and the soul united together, they merged together. The Neshama gave life, and the body gave growth. It was only the chet, the aveira, the chet of Adam Rishon afterwards, mi'et et or ha-neshama, minimized the light of the neshama, v'nistalek ha-gidul shel ha-guf b'mlu'oy, and then the gidul of the guf also became removed in its full. In other words, its full capacity is no longer there. It was minimized. Okay, so we lost on both accounts. We lost in our neshama and we lost in our guf. You see that, right? We live much shorter, right? That koyach of ariches yomim, which means the body is weaker. At the same time, the levels of the sham is much less. The Ramchal in Adi Bamorim, right, says that the man today is on the level of what the animals were before the chet of Adam Arisha. Like, we don't really know what an Adam is. That means we push don't know what an Adam is. We know what an animal is. That's the maximum we know. It's unbelievable.
So as Betel Malkim,
even what we see still is Betel Malkim, but it's on a mitzumtzum dikah. It's on a very, very, very limited level. Kain, so too, kol his oiris sheba al yidei haTorah. So too, all his oiris that comes through the Torah, he gilui shel hanishmas chaim, is a revelation of the nishmas chaim. And together with the revelation of the neshama, also becomes revealed that hidden koyach that's in the guf. And it mazes, to give growth. So that's only true about what comes from the Torah. It's not true of anything that comes outside of the Torah. What comes from outside the Torah doesn't have the revelation of Nishmas Chaim, of Neshama. Well, the guf in its situation, when something comes from outside the Torah, it doesn't give the guf that effect. It leaves the guf on its level. That doesn't give growth. And Mimela, then it just sinks and descends. Because the guf only can give growth by connecting to this, to the Torah, which brings out that growth. V'lechein kol teisefas, therefore, anything that's added, afilum l'shem davar tov, even if it's for a good purpose, imu bo b'derech teisefas la'Torah, if it comes as an addition to the Torah, hu chisaron v'lo teisefas, then it's just a lacking. It just brings chisaron. It doesn't bring teisef, it doesn't bring addition. Or biyichud, and specifically, fidi mashamar lemalo shamachshava sheyesh malahoysef al Torah. This is specifically right, according to what we said above, that the thought that you could add to the Torah, that there's something that could be added to the Torah, he's zara. It's a foreign thought. Upogemis ma'od b'shleimus shel haTorah, and it puts a terrible blemish in the shleimus, in the perfection, in the completeness of the Torah. Hari doicha bezez gilu nishmaser. It pushes with this. It pushes. The relation of the neshama. She'einena mizgal azula sayyidi atayra shehi sayyid hanishmas chayim. Right? That koyach, the gilu neshama, is not mizgala except through the Torah. V'neila Rambam zal shleimus hadeyas tluya b'shleimus hamaisim. So now, according to the Rambam, we learned that the shleimus of midos is dependent on the shlemus of actions. V'chol chisron b'shlemus ha'mayis mechaser gam b'deis. And any lacking that you have in the shlemus of your actions automatically also is going to take away from your midas. Right? Which means a person who's not makbinim in halacha, it's going to do some kind of, it's going to make a dent in his midas, it's going to take away from his midas. And again, we have to remember this. Midas does not mean, and we saw like in the Gra, we mentioned in the past, we brought down the Gra, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it like many apikorsim have gevaldige, beautiful personalities that are very, very pleasant people, very good, what people would call midas, but that's not midas. Midas is something that's not just the natural, it's the control, the fact that the person controls with his mind his actions. That's deus. That's why the Rambam uses the lashon of dea, which is something intellectual, to apply to the midas of the person, because that's the aside of midas, is that they're in the control of the person's seichel and can be applied appropriately in every situation. So any chisaron, any lacking in the shlemus of maisim, of actions, is going to also take away in deus, in the midas of a person. And this is also from the asoid of the chiyuvim, the obligations of being mekayim, the practical mitzvahs. Because it's only through keeping mitzvahs that the midas become clear. The mere midas become clearer by a person. And therefore, there's no room for actions that are leaning to any of the extremes, right? That they're not in the right to train the nefesh, and to train to guide the person into. But they built the Torah in a midah that's not pure. There's no room to imagine that you need something that's added to the Torah. Right? He's now talking now about what the Rambam said. Don't think that you're able to. You're going to say, "Oh, I'm going to be a parish. I'm going to become a tzaddik," because it's not enough what's in the Torah. I want to bring myself to the proper midpoint. So I need to take upon myself all these other things that are outside of the Torah, right? In order to train myself to become a good mensch. He says there's no room for that, because the Rambam says, right, it's all in the Torah. That's exactly the purpose of the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are bringing you to that perfect midpoint. And that's what he's explaining over here. The very idea that you need something outside of the Torah is coming from rot. B'chisroin havana amitis, it's lacking of the true understanding ala shleimus abilti seifi shel Torah, on the never-ending perfection of the Torah. Shekol mashin nitzrich lamis hanefesh la'toysel aderech ha'sholem yesh v'nimsa b'Torah. That whatever is necessary to train the nefesh, to lean it, to point it in the direction of perfection, is found in the Torah. V'im omnam yesh od b'taim amitis amus masiyos musogim yoyis ha'niflam. And although, yeah, it's true that when it comes to time of mitzvahs, the reasons of the Torah, what's like behind the mitzvahs, the keeping the mitzvahs, are these beautiful and high ideas. I mean, there's many more levels of, because then, nevertheless, achresha Torah shleim makos, since the Torah is complete in everything, gamze yesh b'Torah, it has this also in the Torah, liyasher san nefesh b'em dosam leah, that it's able to straighten the nefesh in its full situation. So he's saying that there's that this koyach of shleimus, the Torah is shleimus shalim b'koil, has everything in it. So what's shaykh b'chlal to think that you need something outside of the Torah? And he says, adra, but that's the whole point of the Torah is mitzvahs masiyos. I think that probably Judaism has the by far the most complex practical Torah. Right? There's literally halacha on every single thing you do in your life. Putting on your shoes, every single thing. And that's dafka the beauty. That's dafka the beauty of the Torah, is that it's pinpointing, like it's fine-tuned to every single cell in our body to affect our entire structure, entire physical and spiritual structure, with a complete perfection to it. So there's no room to add from outside. It's all there. One of the things I have a hard time with is try to some people that want to grow spiritually, but they're not ready to be mekayem mitzvos in full. And I've spoken about this in the past. So you have to, you try to tell them that you're not going to feel that connection, and you're not going to become, start getting refined unless you're doing. That's the nasa v'nishma. The nasa brings the nishma. That's because of this. Because it acts, the Torah acts as the pipeline between the guf and the neshama. It creates the ability to receive the flow that you couldn't pay attention to otherwise. That wouldn't be picked up otherwise, because it's infinite. So you need this tool called Torah, this chibur, this plug-in, which now gives the ability to pick it up. Dafka by what? Doing these physical, limited actions, these pratis dika things. Right, all the bringing, that's bringing the bilti gvul into the gvul. That allows bringing the flow, the never-ending spiritual flow from the Rabbi Yishalom into the body. That's through the mitzvahs ma'asiyos. Through keeping the mitzvahs. Okay, let's just finish the paragraph here. Gam yesh lahaski lahavin shekol pu'ula rotzin koydim lo. I think we'll stop here, because this is like as another nekuda. So we could stop here and Rabbi Yishalom continue next time.
The taking.